Hi, this is Phil Henry. It's time for episode 391 of our classic podcast from the month of September 2004. Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police introduces us to his brother, Carl. Carl has a fantastic train collection. He's got a great bunch of DVDs and movies. He also was just let out of Atascadero himself for, you guessed it, child molestation. And Jay believes that we should celebrate or at least make welcome some of these people. It helps with their rehabilitation. To drive them out of the neighborhood is a very negative thing. You can guess the rest. It's Jay Santos at his best, at his very ridiculously officious best. Jay Santos talking to our listeners, to you and to me here with episode 391 of our classic podcast. Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police is joining us right now from Hawthorne, California. Jay, thank you for joining us. The question of sex offenders moving into a neighborhood has been on the minds of residents in this country for a good many years. So ever since we have been allowed access to websites and information telling us when sex offenders are moving into a neighborhood, you were called out, or you sent some of your people from the Citizens Auxiliary Police out to a, was it a disturbance?
There was a group of residents, in Dunson Park, who had gathered in front of the individual's home.
My understanding, you and other members of your volunteer group that went over to... When we say your volunteer group, your volunteer police group?
Well, we don't like to hit that too hard, being a volunteer police group. Police do a good job. They let a lot of things fall through the cracks. We are Citizens Auxiliary Police. We do identify ourselves with Blue Armband. And it's really, we go out to areas where we feel there is a need. And at that time, we had heard, I know Janine Pomeroy and also Kathleen Hopper, I know both these ladies, they were verbally abusive to us when we went out there.
Okay, those two women I'm not aware of.
I'm sorry, Phil. These are two women who we did use some passive detention with. But the point is, I guess what you're trying to get to is why we went out there. Is that correct?
Yeah. Is this the home of a former sex offender?
That is correct, Phil. This is a gentleman whose name I... not at liberty to divulge. We have dealt with this situation in varying degrees for a number of years. In 1996, Major Elvis Newton formulated and formed the Citizens Auxiliary Police. If I could, I could explain a little bit about this.
Well, I just want to get the facts first. The residents were out there. Were they manhandling this man? Were they throwing things at his house?
Well, there was a little bit of a disturbance. They apparently had attempted to block him from entering his vehicle. I had been called a couple of choice names.
And you were out there to try to get these neighbors not to hassle this guy?
That is absolutely correct. And one of the reasons why, Phil, is Operation Meet and Greet, which is something that we have been formulating for quite some time. And this is what I wanted to talk about, and I don't know if it's anything you want to talk about, but I'd like to talk about this if I could.
All right, well, Operation Meet and Greet is what? Tell me about that, but I want to get into more of the details of this, the sex offender that has moved into this area, this Dunson Park area.
Well, Meet and Greet, Phil, was formulated by myself and Major Elvis Newton. My brother Carl was remanded to Colfax Men's Colony in 1988, not 1989, because Court City touched on a girl at a school he was doing maintenance for. Now, I know my brother Carl. He's a good guy. We enjoy going out to Kings games, go to hockey games, this kind of nonsense. I think a lot of people jump the gun on the molestation deal. I do not excuse the behavior. Well, you're clear about that. I do not excuse the behavior. But I do know a number of these men socially. And
How do you know a number? Are you talking about you know a number of sex offenders?
My brother Carl attends a number of meetings for him to, I guess you retrain your thinking so you don't want to touch a kid or what have you. But I've met a lot of these gentlemen. I've socialized with them. Carl is a good guy.
Where is your brother living now? Does he live in a neighborhood like this?
No, he does not.
Where does he live?
My brother right now is living with some property that my father wants him to clear. My father owns a piece of property up in Clear Lake area, and Carl's living on the property, clearing the property right now for him.
And you don't want to mention the name of the guy who's living in this neighborhood?
I do not want to do all his name, but the point of meet and greet, if I could, Phil.
Go ahead.
I think it's incumbent upon people in the neighborhood. When a sex center moves in, it's a bad, I understand that they want to react negatively. We would like to see people get to know the guy. What we call meet and greet, have a coffee or this kind of thing.
Oh, come on. I mean, Jay, having a coffee for a guy like that.
Well, if you can sit down with a guy, you find if you meet my brother Carl, you find he's a great guy. And
your brother Carl, how long was he in prison for?
My brother Carl was 4 years.
Was he castrated or chemically cat?
No, the court does not cast. We didn't feel it was fair in Carl's case, in case you want to go out on a date later on with like an adult or something, to castrate a man if you want to go out on a date. But what we feel is important is that before you jump the gun in the whole molestation deal, you know, you get to know some of these people. They have wide-ranging interests, and there's no need to begin to try to chase them out of neighborhoods, is what I'm trying to say.
All right, Jay Santos joins us. Our number, 1-800-449-8686. You know, I saw a story today, Jay, in the paper about a former sex offender moving into a neighborhood in Washington State. I don't know if you saw that.
No, I did not, Phil.
All right. That article talked at great length about the discomfort of the citizens. Doesn't that have to be taken into consideration, people who are concerned for the safety of their children when a sex offender moves into the area?
Well, you say it needs to be taken into consideration. I think we've taken into consideration the feelings of these families long enough. I'm not saying that we shouldn't continue to, but I think I'm getting a headache hearing all about these families. You have concerns, families have concerns. Of course they have concerns. But one of the reasons why these sex offenders will reoffend is because they feel hassled by the neighborhood they're in. But people that sit down with them, my brother Carl, Phil, has one of the largest train collections on the West Coast. He's got a model train collection on the West Coast. Now, you socialize with enough of these people. You know,
who wants to socialize with a sex offender? Tell me who these people are that want to sit down and socialize with them.
Well, what I'm trying to say to you is this is information I have that you don't have. All right.
You have the experience with your brother.
That is correct. And it's information I have that your listeners don't have. So your listeners right away think sex offender is bad person, and yes, he is. Yes, I will grant you that. Yes, he is. But there's another side to the sex offender. A lot of them are well-read. Most of them are well-traveled. They know about music. They know about good restaurants. And if you...
So in other words, when a sex offender moves into the neighborhood, you have a... What do you do? You knock on his door and say, hi, I hear you're the sex offender?
No, of course you do. You simply say, Mr. So-and-so, we are aware of your past. We certainly are concerned about it. But we'd like to hear what else you're interested in. And
we'd like to hear what else you're interested in besides molesting kids?
Well, in some way, get his mind off of the whole molestation deal. The neighborhood can say, well, let's come on and have barbecue or this kind of a deal.
Then he won't think about molesting kids as much.
Well, that's what I was figuring. That's what I figured out the other night. I kind of wrote this down, and I'm thinking about doing a pamphlet on it because I think it makes a lot of sense. I said to my wife, doesn't this make sense to you? If when a sex offender moves into the neighborhood, if you have him over for a beer or you have him over for barbecue and this kind of nonsense, then he doesn't think about touching no kid. And that's what I told these people in front of the house, and that's what I told them to disperse.
You do not have the legal right to tell people to disperse, do you, because you're a volunteer police officer?
Well, I've got citizen's arrest power.
Okay, but that doesn't give you the legal right to tell people who have gathered in front of a child molester's house to disperse, does it?
I do have citizen's arrest power.
Okay, that's not answering my question.
I think I am answering your question. I tell them to disperse, or I will exercise citizen's arrest, which does include passive detention.
Well, you took that one woman's purse, the lady who was in front of the house, and I believe she referred to you as a faggot or something. Is that right?
That is correct. That is Ms. Pomeroy. She said, you and your faggot friends get out of here. And we had clearly marked blue armbands. And I said, you're causing disturbance in front of this house. And she said at that time, well, this is a child molester lives in there. And I said to her at that time, I did inform her at that time to please watch her language because my brother was a child molester. And I said at that time, would you please watch your language and do not offend me because my brother was at a Tascadero for 4 years on account of he touched this kid. And that's when she said, well, you and your faggot friends get out of here. And I had a blue armband on. I was thoroughly marked citizens auxiliary police. And that's when we did do passive detention, which includes taking her purse so that she cannot leave the area. And I wanted her clearly in the area. But now that she was causing a disturbance, we had to do passive detention.
You stole her purse.
I'm sorry, no, Phil, I didn't.
Well, you took the woman's purse from her, so she couldn't do anything but stay there until she could get her purse back.
We did not steal her purse. We gave it back to her once she agreed to clear our area.
So, Jay, the answer to this problem is rather than gather in front of a sex offender's home, as best as I can tell, have a barbecue for them? I mean, because what you're saying...
That's not having a barbecue. What I'm saying is, I know about these people because my brother Carl. Carl, yeah, was a child molester. He also has one of the largest train collections on the West Coast.
Yeah, I got it all about Carl with the large train collection on the West Coast. I'm just saying, you want them to...
It's a meet and greet or a coffee or something whereby you can sit down with these people and realize that besides being interested in kids, they also enjoy good wine. They also are involved in car collecting. They may have a business on the side. I met a guy who was in a Atascadero for 10 years for assaulting a variety of boys over a 15-year period, and yet he had one of the most fantastic car collections I've ever seen. He had about 15 car garage. It was wonderful, just wonderful.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police has joined us and is telling us about a group of people who gathered in front of a sex offender's house down in Hawthorne, demanding that he get out of the neighborhood. Mr. Santos went down there with his Citizens Auxiliary Police and told them to disperse. He also, and I got to hand it to him, was honest enough to say that his brother Carl was in Atascadero for 5 years for molesting a kid, and that sex offenders, once you get to know them, can be fascinating people and maybe, just maybe, should be embraced into the neighborhood. I don't know if he specifically spelled out, and I don't know if you heard it or not, Chris, having a barbecue for these people or a coffee klatch or, you know, once you realize that a sex offender's moved into your neighborhood, go around with a welcome wagon basket and explain to them, you know, you want to know a little bit more about them. He says that'll get their mind off of kids. 1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Going straight to the hot place. The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police joins us, and we're talking about a neighborhood in Hawthorne where apparently a sex offender has moved in. You don't want to give me the guy's name, though, right, Jay? I mean, is this...
It's not something that I consider all we've just been through. I think the man is entitled to his privacy. I think he's entitled to it.
Well, I'm sure the people that live there are going to want to broadcast his name.
Well, we've told them in so many words that we're not going to allow that.
Well, how can you stop them from doing this, Jay? First of all, you are with the Citizens Auxiliary Police, a volunteer police agency.
Let me explain to you again, Phil, because I don't know if the impact of this is fully being appreciated by yourself or the listeners. My brother Carl did 5 years at Atascadero State Prison for the criminally insane on account of he touched some boys, over about a 12-year period back in the 80s. And I said to him, you know, it's wrong. He knows it's wrong. He's done his debt to society. He had...
Well, how do you know he hasn't reoffended?
He hasn't been arrested. And,
well, you said that they did not chemically castrate him. He didn't opt for any of that stuff.
No. You gotta understand, if you want to go out on a date with an adult, you do not want to go out and get yourself castrated. Okay, so what we came up with, and it's a very revolutionary idea, if a trauma molester moves into your neighborhood, what we have decided you should do is introduce yourself. See if there's any common interests. And
oh my God, the guy's molesting kids.
Well, the guy's out of jail. I'm just trying to solve the problem. We're just trying to save lives. That's all.
So see if there's any common interest between you and the guy that's moved in who used to molest kids.
That is the beginning step. Because I tell you, my brother Carl and I go to hockey games. He has one of the largest collections of model trains on the West Coast. We share a lot in common. I realize, you know, we have more in common. Then we don't have them. The only thing we don't have in common is the fact that he likes to touch kids. And that's not really that doesn't really ring my bell. So what we're trying to...
You realize we're talking about child molestation when you use terms like ring my bell.
Mr. Henry, I'm in law enforcement. Maybe I'm not that well spoken.
Well, it's a cavalier phrasing, if you don't mind.
Well, what I'm saying is that's not how I get my jollies. That's all I'm saying.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Jay Sanders of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Their new idea, Operation Meet and Greet. If a sex offender moves in to your neighborhood, rather than try to get them out, do you have any common interests? Get to know them, and perhaps you'll find that other than that sex offender thing, you like them. Here is Leslie on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, Leslie.
Hi, I've been a volunteer for the local rape crisis center here in Denver for about 3 years now. And
Brown, is this Jay Sanders, Citizens Auxiliary Police? How do you do?
Hi.
Yes,
all right. I'd just like to make the point that I don't necessarily think it's going to help matters if you have the sex offender over for a party. Basically, what you're doing is you're ignoring the issue. You're ignoring the fact that they are, in fact, a sex offender and that they are, in fact, a sick person, regardless of whether or not they've been let out and they've been released into the general public, which I don't believe they should be.
Well,
I think what's going to happen is if you have them over for a barbecue,
my brother Carl,
you have the whole community over, they're going to be scoping out the next victim.
My brother Carl was in and out of mental institutions for 12 years, but he's out now, and I tell you, he's a hell of a guy. He's a lot of laughs. And
you know, I'm really sorry that you have to have a brother who's gone through this, but...
Yes, ma'am. Yes, go
I'm
ahead.
Sorry.
Go ahead. No, I'm listening to you. I just want you to know my brother Carl has a wide variety of interests. He's traveled to wine country in France. He is.
All right, but we're talking about this horrible crime he committed against kids.
Right. I don't want to ignore the issue.
You guys want to keep hitting that over the head.
Go ahead, Leslie. This is Phil Henry. You were going to say?
I wouldn't want you to approach this by ignoring the issue here. Is that what they have done? And
well, can I, Leslie? Can I? This is Jay Sanders. Did you tell me? Did you say you're one of these sociology deals, or what do you do?
I volunteer for the Rape Crisis Center.
Yeah, the Rape Crisis Center is that's where gals call when a guy gets out of hand, or what? How does that happen?
That's where. Yes.
Calls.
Yeah.
I work
okay.
with victims.
All right. What I'm trying to say is, a lot of these guys, I've socialized with them, they're bad people. They did a bad thing. But you can sit down and have a wide variety of topics to converse with them. The average sex offender, for instance, it's funny to hear this, but the average sex offender also happens to be knowledgeable about foods, wines, things like that.
But that's irrelevant.
Who cares? Yeah.
What they've done.
Yeah, what do you mean?
What I'm getting at is if you have a barbecue, they're going to be scoping out the neighborhood, seeing where the little kids are, and seeing how they can get in your house.
Not if it's an adults-only party. The only thing he's going to be scoping out is your wife, and, you know, if she's wearing a tight pair of pants, that kind of a deal.
Well, then even so, I mean, do you want him doing that? Do you want him scoping out ways to get into your home?
I would much rather have him have his way with my wife than with my kids.
Well,
right now.
Sex
what is
a sex
that
offender,
about?
Children or adult sexual assault, regardless.
See, fact is, Leslie, rape is a totally different bird than this molestation kind of a thing. That's all the deal.
Look, Leslie, thank you for your call.
Not on the victim.
Yeah,
it's the
exactly.
Same,
it's the same effect.
Trauma.
Same effect. Thank you for calling. 1-800-449-8686. You'd much rather have him have your wife?
Yeah, my wife consented. Absolutely. If it kept him from touching on a kid, I'd have my wife parading around in negligee and the whole enchilada.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Alice. I'm sorry, Alice. Hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't know the name of your guest. I forgot his name. But, sir, you are really undereducated about sexual predators of any sort, whether it's a rapist of adult women or a pedophile.
A pedophile is...
What is a pedophile?
Yeah, what is that?
It's a person who sexually molests children.
Children, that's exactly what we're talking about.
All
that
right,
is what
we're
talking about. That is what Carl does.
I hadn't heard that term. Carl's my brother.
Yes, I know Carl is your brother, and he has a wonderful train collection. I'm telling you, you know, you are living in a vacuum, and you need to go and get educated, because I don't know where you live that you can have a
plan. You haven't told me how I'm not educated. All you've done is to say I'm not educated.
Let me tell you how you're not educated.
My brother Carl.
You're not educated.
Okay, hold on.
You don't know that
Alice,
a pedophile
Alice,
is...
hold on. We're going to take a break. I'll get to your call, but I got to take a break here. And Jay, you as well. Jay Santos with Operation Meet and Greet from the Citizens Auxiliary Police. If a child molester moves into your neighborhood, how about a barbecue? 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Henry Show. The Phil Henry Show is back.
I understand. Do you have tape of yourself at this gathering, Jay? Do you have tape of yourself at this demonstration of these, I guess, these neighbors?
I actually do, Phil. We do carry a handheld tape recorder. I've got a pick of Panasonic over here at Leo Stereo, and tape this gal calling me. And I'm quoting, and again, I do not want to offend any of your listeners. But this gal, she walks up to me, big as life, says, "Hey, why you and your faggots call me a faggot?" So I got that on tape.
Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police joins us. He broke up a demonstration in front of a sex offender's house, a man released from prison. And you say the way to deal with the problem is rather than demonstrate in front of their houses, have some kind of a neighborhood coffee or barbecue and get to know them. 1-800...
You say that with sarcasm, Phil.
No, sir, I'm quoting exactly what you said. 1-800-449-8686. Let me get back to Alice, who we had to preempt a little bit there. For
that's
break.
Okay.
Go ahead, Alice.
I would like to ask Jay, do you have any children?
Do I have any children? I didn't hear the question, Phil.
Do you have any children?
Yes, I do. I have a 12-year-old son.
You have a 12-year-old son.
Totally comfortable.
If I were you, I would be really careful about my 12-year-old son. Because your wife could be parading around naked in front of your new neighbor, and he would not care one hoot. But he might be very interested
well,
in your 12-year-old son.
I'm the Citizens Auxiliary Police, and unless you're associated, you're in Madison, Wisconsin, is that my understanding?
That is correct.
All right, unless you're associated with the Badger Brigade or the Madison Simulated Police, I don't know what your expertise is.
What's the Badger Brigade?
That is a vulture.
Is that I am a self-read person.
Oh, so you read a lot. Okay, great.
Let me ask you this.
Alice.
You have, you know, I'm.
My brother Carl.
To help you out here.
My brother
Jay.
Carl is. My brother Carl was in Atascadero for 12 years because he touched a kid.
Yes.
But ever since then, he's been out. He has held down a number of jobs. I mentioned his trade collection. He also has a large film collection.
There's
all right.
Jay.
Well, we got to move on, Alice. Thanks. 1-800-449-8686. He's got a large train collection and he has a large film collection.
That's correct.
Here's Alex. Go ahead, Alex.
Hi, Jay?
Yes, ma'am. It's Jay Santos.
Hi, my name is Alex. I'm actually pregnant with twins right now, and I've just caught the show.
Well, congratulations on that. My wife and I have a son, and we had a daughter, but she's moved out.
Thank you. And I do understand what you're proposing.
We had issues with her, you know.
My question to you is that with what you're proposing, I have a really strong feeling that most parents or parents-to-be or conscious parents are going to be very, very wary of letting, first of all, socializing with someone and not looking at their past, not letting that overshadow their, you know, their concern.
Kind of control out over to that, Dad. Well, if I could play out, so I got a piece of tape if you want.
Okay.
Alex, this is me at the gathering. These are neighbors who are hassling this guy down here in Dunson Park. If you could hear this, I'm going to roll this. You're going to hear what these people said. Down there. Did you hear that, Alex?
Yes, I do.
I was called a faggot. Go ahead.
No, that was inappropriate, and they probably were angry. I'm not defending what they said to you.
I understand.
But listen, my point to you is, do you really, I mean, if you were in their shoes, would you blame them? I mean, say, God forbid your child was...
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, you would probably have the guy's head, right?
If anybody touched my son, my young boy, his 12 years old, means the world. If you touch him, I'll tell you something right now. Katie, bar the door. Yeah, you better run. Yeah, don't walk.
Exactly,
you better run. Right?
Exactly.
So here's the thing.
Understand that you have...
And that
you know, you're
for me.
Thinking about your brother, and I understand that you're...
Right.
You're trying to help him, and he's sick.
My brother is a sick animal, but I got to tell you something. If you sat down with him, Alex, for an afternoon, have a cup of coffee or a cocktail, you'd
If she did?
But you would, you'd have to always be having that in the back of your mind.
Right.
You do not know what they're thinking.
What he did.
All right, I want to play this piece of tape for Phil and for you, Alex, one more time, because this is from a different angle at this demonstration in front of the house. All right, you heard the language used.
Yes, I did.
I was called a fag and a queer and all this nonsense.
No, and I disagree. That was not
Jay, let me ask
way.
You, Alex,
and
I want to jump in. I want to jump in. Jay, what's worse, a child being molested or you being called a faggot?
Well, what do you mean? You guys, do you want to be called a queer?
Who,
no,
me?
Of course,
yeah. No, I don't. So, you know, I could go either way on that one.
Wait a second. I just said to you, what's worse, a kid being molested or you being called a queer?
The kid has his entire life to get over it. I'm an adult man. Excuse me?
What
do you mean the kid has his...
It's really hard for me to...
Well, no, I'm just saying, a guy walks up to me and says... Let's play the tape one more time.
I heard that...
No, I want just one more time. That other group of fags over there. What's your idea? We can have you arrested. She's playing.
Jay, can I ask you something?
Did you hear the tape there, ma'am? Guy told me to kiss his rear area.
Okay, Jay, these people are scared and they're angry.
Yes, yes.
Don't you understand that?
Absolutely. And I think the other thing that needs to be said here is that they do possibly need information rather
sure.
than emote. And
I don't need information. I need to sit down, have a cup of coffee, a little tri-tip.
Get out of here. Oh, look, Alex, thank you for your call.
Thank you 1-800, for having me.
Your bet. 1-800-4... A cup of coffee and some tri-tip, huh?
All I'm saying is... You get one of these sick creeps moving into your neighborhood. We want to, you string the guy up from the nearest tree. You don't lynch him. That means I gotta, you know. Then law enforcement gets involved. Or you want to sit down with him, and find out if you have any common interests: baseball, football, ballet.
And do what, man? Spend the afternoon rapping about that?
It keeps his mind off of touching your kid. That's a good thing. It's not a bad thing. It's a good thing.
Isabella, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead. Isabella?
Yes, hello?
Yes, ma'am. Go right ahead.
Hello? Hi, Jason?
The name is Jay, ma'am.
Okay, I'm sorry, Jay. Okay, Jay, sorry. I just wanted to... I want to make this point. Molestation is ruining a child's life forever. It will ruin the child's future relationships. It will be hard for them to have sexual relationships with their mate.
I'm not disagreeing with that, ma'am. I'm not disagreeing with that, ma'am.
Well, then, it is serious, and it seems that it's not being taken seriously. And you made the comment, a child has his entire life to get over a molestation.
Well, what I'm saying is, if a guy walks up to me
that's
and says...
That's exactly what a child is going to need their entire life. How can you go...
That's a good point. This is something that lasts...
But it's not okay. Because why should a child...
Listen, I want you to listen very carefully to this tape. This is from the demonstration of the other day. Now, you heard that.
Absolutely.
Guy calls me a fairy and all this
Absolutely.
Nonsense.
Absolutely. And guess what? If the child that was molested could express himself, I bet you he would call that molester a queer and a fag.
No, well, Jay was called
but
that.
But the poor child can't even probably express himself. That is not fair.
I want to ask you a question here, Jay.
Speaking out for those hurt children that have been molested.
Well,
who is going to cry and speak out for the hurt child?
Listen to this. Isabella, listen to this. I'm trying to get these people to clear off the street. Here's the tape from, like on August 3rd.
He was pulling the molester off of the child.
Right, you heard that. I've been called a rump raiser. I've been called a queer.
I heard the screaming. I heard the screaming.
All right, so what I'm trying to say is this. You know, I don't want children to get molested, but I got to tell you something right now. A man called me a rump raiser. That stings.
But you know
it
what?
It stings down deep.
He was there to scream at the man when he was molesting the children.
Yeah,
the
good
children
point.
The children needed somebody to scream out for them, so these people
right.
are upset. And I would not go offer a molester tea, coffee, or anything.
You're
putting my children in danger.
Let me ask you this, Isabella. This is a good question, and you're an intelligent woman.
Absolutely.
I think
all
right.
Yes.
What do you love? What do you love in this world? What is an interest that you have? Do you love the dance? Do you love the film? What are the things that gives you?
You know what I love? I love happiness. I love.
Well, no. Just for the sake of our conversation, tell me something specific that you enjoy. Do you have a hobby of some kind? Do you go to school? Do you study history? Do you study...
You know what I do? I work out. I rollerblade.
All right, okay. Let's say you meet a guy, and he's ripped, he's fit, good-looking guy, nice guy, love a rollerblade, dances great. Turns out he touched a kid. Are you going to blow the guy off? What if what if he's got a nice car?
What are you talking about if he's got a nice car?
A person like that, it doesn't matter about the car. It doesn't matter what he likes. He is capable of ruining and
getting
somebody's
life.
I'm moving along, Tinkerbell.
Let me ask you a question, Jay.
Yes,
ma'am. Do you put a price on someone's life? Do you put a price on someone's happiness? That can be neither bought nor sold.
How am I supposed to feel when a guy walks up to me, call me Tinkerbell, tell me move along? I don't even have blonde hair like a Tinkerbell or none of that. Guy tells me Tinkerbell.
You know why they called you Tinkerbell? Because you are taken up for a child molester.
Right, exactly, man. They just want you to move along.
Well, it's an illegal gathering in the street, and it's my job as law enforcement to move along.
You're wearing a blue armband, dude. It's a volunteer police agency.
All right, that stings. That stings, what you just said.
But someone should be understanding of the child. This child's relationship in the future is going to be ruined.
All right, listen.
Their sexual life is going to be ruined.
Isabella.
Because if somebody was so greedy, they could not even go to another adult and get their consent. They had to prey on someone who is defenseless.
I have no mercy for that person. Well,
no
mercy. And the other thing, too, you want to keep in mind, Isabella, is if there'd been a girl, put out a little bit more.
Will you get out of here with that stupid thinking?
What?
If a girl had put out more.
That's
you mental
awful.
Case.
Wait, can I call me
Jay, Tinkerbell? Can I ask you something?
Can I call me Tinkerbell?
Jay, can I ask you something?
Yeah, man.
How old were you when you lost your virginity?
I was 11.
Okay, was the girl older than you?
Yes, ma'am. She was
30. Okay, well now I understand why you were taken up for a molester.
No kidding.
My case is closed. My case is closed, Phil.
Wait a minute. She can't get away with that.
No, she just nailed you, man. She just slammed you. She got the big beat down on you.
Now, hold on. I get the last word.
No, she beat you down with that one, man. All right, thanks a lot, Isabella.
God, why didn't you let me?
I'm sorry.
All right, I want you to listen to this.
Good wings, man. You want to get wings? Look like Tinkerbell to me.
I heard that on 5 separate occasions.
Oh, you knock it off with your stupid tape. You got more taped evidence of a guy calling you Tinkerbell than you do of a kid getting abused. What do you think of that, Jay?
Phil, I'm in the front lines of law enforcement.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. You're in the Citizens Auxiliary Police, and your brother Carl, a former molester, has got a fantastic model train collection.
The guy's your old ex-miss. Look, that lady can't close the case. The only way that case gets closed is when you play Citizens Auxiliary theme song. So I get the last word.
Now, she beat you down, dude. What do you mean you were 11 and she was 30?
Best time of my life.
Whenever the laws of any state are broken, a duly authorized organization swings into action.
It's Jay Jr.'s mother.
They be called the state police, state troopers, militia,
or citizens auxiliary police.
Patrol. These are the stories of the men whose training, skill, and courage have enforced and preserved our state law.
Well, that's every time I hear him say that, this little kind of thing happens with him. It's kind of maybe the same kick all these sexual perverts get. I get kind of a kick.
Oh, hang your phone up.
Oh, sorry.